We continue Bezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Yevamot. We are on Daf Nun Chet Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top, where it says, Ela i'ika lemeima. This limud is Leilui Nishmat Chaya Esther Chava Bat Sara, Eva Shalomit Bat Ilana Esther, Rivka Bat Devora Eta, Rivka Bat Mordechai, Esther Bat Ladisya, Sulika Bat Chana, Yom Tov Ben Chana, Shaul Ben Latife, Erez Ben Miriam, Shalomo Ben Reuven, Baruch Ben Shalomo Alem HaShalom. And Lizchut Refuah Shelema for Gabriela Masuda Bat Sara. The Gemara here is discussing the machloket between Rav and Shmuel that was mentioned before on Daf Nun Zayin, Amud Aleph going on to Amud Bet, if yesh chupa lepsulot or en chupa lepsulot, which means if there is a kinyan of chupa for a couple that is pasul to marry each other, let's say a Kohen Gadol with an almana, who brought the kala into the chupa, and he wasn't with her yet, they did not consummate the marriage, only chupa was done. Does the kinyan of chupa already have the effect of making her pasul from eating truma because of the fact that she is unfit to marry him? Rav says, yesh kinyan, yesh chupa lipsulot, and Shmuel says, en chupa lipsulot, which means the chupa alone does not disqualify her from eating truma. She can continue eating truma if she was a bat kohen, just like she was eating in her father's home, until the actual bi'at isur. If they engage in marital relations, which are sinful, of course, which is not allowed, that will disqualify her from eating truma. And so the Gemara was trying to say that the machloket Rav and Shmuel is dependent on an earlier machloket of Tanaim. And so now the Gemara introduces another machloket Tanaim that we can say the machloket Rav and Shmuel depends on. Ela i'ika lemeimar, if we are to say that the machloket Rav and Shmuel is already an earlier machloket Tanaim, bepluktah dehane tanae, it's with the following machloket Tanaim. The Tanya, we learned in a Braita. Nisu zo vazo, kesherot upsulot. If let's say, someone who is kasher to kehuna married a kohen, or someone who is pasul le kehuna, who is not allowed to marry a kohen, went ahead and married a kohen. Nisu zo vazo, kesherot upsulot. If they entered the chupa but did not yet do bi'ah, ochlot mishelo veochlot bitruma, they are entitled to eat of his food and to partake of his teruma, being that he is a kohen. Now, before the Gemara continues to bring the rest of the braita, the Gemara interrupts the braita with a question on the wording. Nichnesu, michlal de nisu, nisu mamash. The second case was oshe nichnesu la chupa, that they entered the chupa. So by inference, that sounds like when it said nisu in the line before that, it means they were totally married. It's referring to actual marriage. But how could you say that? How does that make sense? If they actually married, that means with bi'ah and all, with the kohen, how could they eat truma? They surely are disqualified from truma. Rather, you have to explain the braita kegon shenichnesu lechupa velo nivalu, that the braita is referring to one, it's all one single case, which means when it says nisu zovazo kesherot upsulot o shenichnesu lechupa, it's all one case of just nichnesu lechupa velo nivalu, meaning the last part is explaining what does it mean nisu. It means they just entered the chupa but they did not yet do bi'ah. Uketani, and it states, ochlot mishelo veochlot bitruma. So you see that going into the chupa, they can still continue eating truma. It doesn't disqualify her. The chupa with a pasul to her, with someone she's not allowed to marry, does not yet disqualify her from eating truma, according to Tanakama. Now the Gemara brings the rest of the braita. However, Rabbi Ishmael beno shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka omer, Rabbi Ishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka, said, he argues with Tanakama, and he says, kol shebi'ata ma'achilata, chupata ma'achilata. Only in a marriage where the actual bi'ah will entitle her to truma, which means it will be kasher, chupata ma'achilata, such a chupa that leads to such bi'a also entitles her already to eat truma. V'kol she'en bi'ata ma'achilata, but if the bi'a is going to be sinful, such as a grusha to a kohen or almana to a kohen gadol, that's en bi'ata ma'achilata, en chupata ma'achilata. A chupa that leads to such bi'a also disqualifies her from eating truma. So what do we see here? It sounds like it's the machloket Rav Shmuel. It sounds like Tana Kama says that the chupa alone does not disqualify. That's like Shmuel, who says, en chupa lipsulot. Whereas Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka, who says that en chupata ma'achilata, when the chupa is going to lead to a bi'a that's asur, she's already disqualified by the chupa. That's like Rav, who holds, yesh chupa lipsulot. So it sounds like the machloket Rav Shmuel was already a machloket Tanaim. However, the Gemara refutes this. The Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that this is correct? Dilma Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka ke Rabbi Meir Svirale. It could very well be that Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka holds like Rabbi Meir. He holds like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said, De Amar, Kiddushin lo achla. That already from the time of Kiddushin, if it's kiddushin hamishtameret lebi'a psula, remember, as we learned in our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Meir, when she's given kiddushin by someone who she's not allowed to marry, that already disqualifies her from eating teruma. So maybe Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka holds like Rabbi Meir, meaning it doesn't have to, it's not having to do with the chupa alone per se, which is the machloket between Rav Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Meir that already the kiddushin makes her disqualified. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then what is the wording of Rabbi Ishmael? Hai kol she'en bi'ata ma'achilata en chupata ma'achilata, kol she'en bi'ata ma'achilata en kaspa ma'achilata. If you're saying that Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that already by the Kiddushin she's disqualified, then why did he say the words en chupata ma'achilata? Why did he focus on the chupa? He should have said kol she'en bi'ata ma'achilata, anytime the bi'a is sinful, en kaspa ma'achilata, the money of Kiddushin, kaspa means the Kiddushin, disqualifies her. That's what he should have said. And says the Gemara, you're right. Dilma aydi da'amar tanakama chupa, amar iuna michupa. It could very well be that Rabbi Ishmael holds, like Rabbi Meir, as we just said, that it's the Kiddushin already that disqualifies her. The reason why he said chupa is because he was talking in line with what Tanakama said. Since Tanakama spoke about the chupa, when he said, kegon shenichnesu lechupa velo nivalu, so Rabbi Ishmael countered with the word chupa. But really, according to him, according to his opinion, even before the chupa, already from the kiddushin, she is disqualified. And therefore, there's no proof that the machloket Rav Shmuel is dependent on this machloket Tanaim. And that's how the Gemara leaves that. Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Hai milta amar lan Rav Sheshet. The following halakha was said to us by Rav Sheshet. And he illuminated our eyes to it, which means he proved that halakha from our very Mishnah. What is the halakha that Rav Sheshet said? Yesh chupa lipsulot. That there is kinyan chupa, meaning the chupa is significant enough to disqualify her from eating truma if the chupa is with someone that she's pasul to marry, such as almana lekohen gadol or grusha lekohen. The chupa alone, yesh chupa lipsulot, which means Rav Sheshet reiterated the shita of Rav. Rav is the one who said yesh chupa lipsulot. That's the milta. That's the matter that Rav Sheshet said, and he's going to prove it from our Mishnah. V'tana tuna, remember the words tana tuna? Tuna means our tana. And our tana stated as follows. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Sota, on Daf Yudchet, regarding the Sota when she's brought to the Bet HaMikdash to drink the bitter waters. So she's made to swear that she is innocent. So the Kohen makes her nishba, she swears, by answering amen to the words that he says. Now, in the Torah, it says she answers Amen ve Amen. She says Amen twice. So the Mishnah explains, Amen shelo satiti arusa unesua shomeret yavam uchnusa. When she says Amen, she's affirming that she's innocent and she did not, shelo satiti, she did not go astray, she did not commit adultery, not while she was arusa, engaged, only after kiddushin, between kiddushin and nisuin, not when she was a nisua, not when she was married, shomeret yavam, or let's say she was a widow who was waiting for her yavam, uchnusa, and nor as a fully married woman. So the Mishnah has to be explained. The Gemara explains. Rav Sheshet is going through his proof here. He says, "Hai arusa hechidami." This case where she says, I was innocent, I did not go astray, even when I was just arusa. What does that mean, the case of arusa? If we're talking about that right after she became arusa, the chatan, kanila over here means he was jealous of her, which means he warned her not to seclude herself with a particular person. That's the kin'ah that the husband has to have in order for the whole story of sotah to take place. So if the warning took place when she was arusa, and v'kamashkela kesheyi arusa, and also he's taking her to the Beit HaMikdash to drink the waters, while she is still in a state of arusa, only engaged, arusa bat mishteyahi, when she's only arusa, is she fit to drink the waters of sota? V'hatenan, did we not learn in the Mishnah in Masechet Sota, and Daf Kav Gimel, arusa v'shomeret yavam lo shotot, v'lo notlot ketubah, that in a case of a arusa that secluded herself with a man, or the case of a shomeret yavam that secluded herself with a man, lo shotot, they don't drink the waters of the sota. It only applies to married women. V'lo notlot ketubah, and also they don't collect their ketubah if they secluded themselves after they were warned, because they acted in a way that was licentious. However, we see the Firush, it says, lo shotot, that there is no drinking of the mesota while only in the state of arusa. So therefore, what is the case of arusa that the Mishnah is saying here? Ela dekanila keshehi arusa. Rather, it means like this. He warned her when she was arusa, the istatar, and she went ahead and she secluded herself with that man, despite the warning. Vekamashkela keshehi nesua. And he only took her to the Beit HaMikdash to drink the waters after they already got married, after he married her. So now the question is, mi batki la maya? Are the waters really going to examine her? Is it going to be effective? Vehatanya, but we learned in a braita on the pasuk that is written in the parasha of Sota, venika ha'ish me'avon, and the man too shall be clear from any sin. Bizman, what do we learn from there? Bizman she'ish menuke me'avon, it's only when the husband is clear from any sin himself, hamayim bodkim et ishto, are the waters of the Sota effective in examining his wife? En ha'ish menuke me'avon, but if he also has something on his record, if he's not clear from any sin, en ha'mayim bodkim et ishto, the water will not have their effect. So now, if he went ahead and he married after she secluded herself after the warning, then he did something that's asur also. Because when she secludes herself with another man after she was warned, the husband is not allowed to be with her. That's a isur. That's she becomes asura le ba'ala, the sota. And he goes ahead and he did nisuin. So how could it be a case where she was arusa, he warned her when she was arusa, she went ahead and she secluded herself, and now after he marries her, that's when he takes her to the Beit HaMikdash to drink the water. After he marries her, that's a sin on his part. If there is a sin on his part, the water is not going to examine her. So we're back to the question, what is the case of arusa in that Mishnah? Ela, rather, this is how you have to explain. Dekani la keshi arusa. He warned her when she was arusa. Ve isteta. And she went and she secluded herself. And then, ve nichnesa le chupa ve lo nivala. He only took her into the chupa afterwards. Ve lo nivala. But they did not engage in marital relations yet. Oh, so in other words, he didn't do the sin yet of being with her because lo niv'ala. He didn't engage in marital relations. He only took her into the chupa. And what do we say? We say that the waters will examine her in this case. Even though there was only a knisa lechupa, they only entered into the chupa, not niv'ala, and yet the water is going to have the effect of examining her. She's not considered like arusa anymore. Ushma mina yesh chupa lipsulot. So what do we see over here? That a chupa with someone who's pasul to her, such as this case, he's not allowed to be with her, because she already secluded herself after the warning. So this is a sinful marriage. But the chupa is still effective to make it make the waters be effective, right? So that means chupa is a significant kinyan. So we can learn from this, yesh chupa lepsulot, that the same thing with a kohen. If the kohen marries someone who he's not supposed to, and although they did not engage in relations yet, just the chupa alone already disqualifies her from eating, from partaking in truma. Just like we see over here, that the chupa alone already makes it that the water of the sota is going to examine her. That shows that there is significance to the chupa, even though it's a chupa with someone who is pasul to her. Shma mina yesh chupa lipsulot. That's how Rav Sheshet proved from the words of the Mishnah in Sota that yesh chupa lipsulot. Amar Rava says, v'tizbera deha metaratztahi. Do you think that this braita is accurate? Is a braita that you could rely upon even? V'hakiata Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina midaroma. But when Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, ata ve'aiti matnita biyadeh, he came with a braita in his hands. And the braita says as follows, on the two words in the pasuk, in Sota, mi bal'ade ishech. The words before that in the pasuk is, vayiten ish bach et shechovto mi bal'ade ishech. That another man laid with you who is not your husband. Mi bal ade ishech. And we learn from these words, mi shekadma shechivat baal laboel, velo shekadma shechivat boel labaal. Which indicates that the halakha of sota only applies when the shechiva of the baal, when cohabitation, when sleeping with the husband, preceded sleeping with the boel, with the adulterer. Ve'lo shekadma shechivat boel labaal, not when the sleeping with the adulterer was before the sleeping with the husband. So in other words, in this case that we just said, where she was warned while she was arusa, and then she secluded herself, and then he took her into the chupa, but he wasn't, ve'lo nivalu, but they weren't together yet. So that means that what? That it's very possible that the shechiva of the bo'el was before the baal. That the sleeping with the adulterer came before the sleeping with the husband. In that case, we have here a braita that says that the drinking of the sota waters is not going to be effective. So we see from this braita that that cannot be the case in the previous braita. The waters cannot be effective in such a case. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama answers this by saying, "Mashkachat la kegon sheba lea arusa bevet avia." It could be found in a case where the chatan, the arus, the one who gave her kiddushin, he engaged in relations with her. Of course, sinfully, they didn't do chupa yet, but he engaged in relations with her while she was arusa bevet avia, while she was only mekudeshet, while she was still in her father's house. So now, since this act of bi'ah was committed in a way of sin, right? It was not done for marriage, so she's still considered arusa. And then she went ahead, and after being warned not to seclude herself with another man, she disobeyed and she went. And then they entered into the wedding, into the chupa together, despite the fact that they were forbidden to one another. So now, once they entered the chupa, the Mishnah said before that she can be made to drink the meisota, which once again can prove that there is significance to the kinyan chupa, even if it's kinyan chupa lipsulot. So Rav Sheshet proof comes back again that you can see from this Mishnah that yesh chupa lipsulot. Regarding that which you asked before, that sota only works when shchivat ba'al is before the shchivat bo'el, you can explain that it was indeed shchivat ba'al before the shchivat bo'el, where the ba'al, although he was only the arus at the time, was with her, and it, although sinfully, but he was with her, and then she went ahead and secluded herself with the bo'el. That may be the case. But the Gemara asks, but one second, the case of Arusa in the Mishnah was mentioned together with Shomeret Yavam. So now, Dikavata Gabe Shomeret Yavam, are you going to explain the same way regarding Shomeret Yavam? Sheba Aleha Yavam Bevet Chamia? You're going to say that the Yavam was with her when she was in the house of her father-in-law? Shomeret Yavam Karitla. You call her just the Shomeret Yavam? Ishto Me'aliyahi. That she becomes his full-fledged wife. Once the Yavam has bi'ah with the Shomeret Yavam, she's his proper wife. De'ha'amarav, didn't Rav say, kana lakol? That once the Yavam does bi'ah, he acquires her for all matters? Answers the Gemara, ki Shmuel, it's going like the opinion of Shmuel, de'amar lo kana ela ledvarim ha'amurim ba'parasha, that by a sinful bi'ah that the Yavam has with the Yavama, he acquires her only in regards to the matters that are stated in the Torah, but not regarding anything else, and therefore she's not considered his wife with regards to the halachot of sota. But the Gemara immediately asks on this, wait a second, midi hu tama ela lerav. But the whole din that Rav Sheshet said, yesh chupa lipsulot, and he brought the Mishnah to prove like that, that's to support the opinion of Rav. Rav is the one who said, yesh chupa lipsulot. And now you go ahead and you explain that that proof that Rav Sheshet brought from the Mishnah is only according to Shmuel. But the whole reason why Rav Sheshet brought that Mishnah was to prove the din of Rav, who holds yesh chupa lipsulot. Ha amar Rav kana akol. And according to Rav, Rav holds that by any kind of bi'ah of the Yavam, she becomes his full-fledged wife. So according to Rav, why is she being called Shomeret Yavam in the Mishnah? If he was with her beforehand, then she's already his wife. Why are we saying that she's called Shomeret Yavam? Hacha b'mayaskina, the Gemara answers, you know what we're dealing with here, kegon de'avad ba ma'amar. In the case where the Yavam did ma'amal with her, and then afterwards he had bi'ah of znut with her. Ubet Shammai hidamri ma'amal kone kinyan gamur. And this is according to the opinion of Bet Shammai that say that ma'amal, the Yavama, by doing ma'amal, he acquires her in a kinyan gamur. Meaning that according to Bet Shammai, by doing ma'amal, she becomes his arusa, the zikat yibum is off. And therefore, with the bi'ah that they did afterwards, he doesn't acquire her anymore because there's no more zika. Therefore, she could still be considered a shomeret yavam. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if we're talking about a case that the yavam did ma'amar with her, hainu arusa. That's the same case as arusa that is written in that Mishnah before the case of shomeret yavam. Why give a separate case of shomeret yavam? It said in that Mishnah that of Sota that Rav Sheshet brought before, it said the case of Arusa, Nesua, Shomeret Yavam, and Knusa. If you're telling me that the Shomeret Yavam case is talking about where he did Ma'amar, and it's going like Bet Shammai, that Ma'amar is Kone, and she becomes like his Arusa, like his engaged one, well, that's the case that's exactly synonymous with Arusa. So why do you give a separate case of Shomeret Yavam? Answers the Gemara, uleta'amich, and according to your reasoning, nesua uknusa, lav chada miltahi, even without the case of arusa, we already see that the Mishnah is giving us two cases that are the same. What's the difference between nesua and knusa? Aren't they the same matter? Nesua uknusa, lav chada miltahi, and yet the Mishnah wrote them separately. Ela, rather, how do we understand? Why did the Mishnah write both nesua and knusa? Because the Mishnah is telling us there is Nesu'a dideh u'knusa dechavre. When it says Nesu'a, it means his own wife, Nesu'a Dideh, the one who he married. Uknusa, when it says Knusa, it doesn't mean Nesu'a, the one he married. Uknusa de Chavre, it means the fully married woman of his fellow, meaning his brother's wife, who now became his wife through Yibum. So to hear, Hachanami, so here you can also explain, Arusa Dide, Veshomeret Yavam de Chavre. Arusa Dide means the one who is his own Arusa, the one who he gave Kiddushin to. Shomeret Yavam is the case where a widow was waiting for her Yavam of his fellow, meaning his Yevama, who is now married to him. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa comes to give a different answer to explain this Mishnah in Sotah that Rav Sheshet brought. Really, you could say that our Mishnah is talking in a case where the husband was Mekanela, he warned her when she was Arusa. And then the drinking of the Sotah was after marriage, was after the Nisu'in. And this that we asked before, the question that we asked before, that in a case where the husband married her after she secluded herself, after warning, that's doing something that he's not allowed. So that means he has a sin on his record and the warder is not going to examine her. Well, this Mishnah is a different Tana, a Tana that disagrees with that. Hai Tana hu de Tanya. The Tana of this Mishnah goes like the Tana of the following Braita. En mekanin la arusa le ashkota keshi arusa. We don't, the warning of the husband cannot be when she is only arusa and then given the waters to drink when she is arusa. That, the parasha of Sotah does not apply to that. It's only for married. Aval mekanin ota, but the warning could be given while she's still arusa le hashkota keshi nesua, for the purpose of then giving her to drink the waters of Sotah after Nisu'in. Which means, if the waters of Sotah were given after Nisu'in, even though the seclusion took place before when she was Arusa, the water does examine her, it does have the effect. And this Tana does not agree with that limud that we learned from Im Ena Baal Menukeme Avon, that if the husband has a sin, the waters doesn't examine. No, he doesn't hold like that. He holds the din, as long as the hashka'a, as long as the waters were given to her after nisu'im, they can take effect even if it's in regards to a warning and seclusion that was done while she was only arusa. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar al yedei Gilgul. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explains the Mishnah in a whole different way, where the question never arises at all. Because when it says arusa, it doesn't mean that she secluded herself when she was arusa. No, no, no. It's a regular case of secluding herself after nisu'in, like any regular sota. Both the warning and the seclusion and the giving of the water was after nisu'in. What's the case? Why is arusa mentioned there when she says amen to affirm that in a case of arusa she was not deviant, she did not commit adultery? It's only al yedei gilgul, it's by means of extension, which means that while she is making the oath, making the shvu'ah that she did not commit adultery as a married woman, the shvu'ah is extended to all cases as well, which means she also has to say that not only did I not commit adultery now as a married woman, but also never before, even when I was just arusa. It's just an added shvu'ah to the main shvuah. The main shvuah is that she did not commit adultery now as an nesu'ah. But through gilgul shvuah means that we add extensions to the shvuah, and to say that not only now, but even when she was arusa, she was not mizaneh, she did not commit adultery. Shalach Rav Chanina mishemeh de Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chanina sent a halacha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Haoseh ma'amar bivimto, ve'yesh lo ach, a Yavam who gives his Yevama Kiddushin Ma'amar, right? The Kiddushin Midrabanan that is supposed to be given by the Yavam before he performs Yibum, Bi'at Yibum with her. So he gave her Ma'amar, and he has another brother who can also still Mide'oraita be the one who performs the Yibum, because Mide'oraita there is no effect by the Ma'amar. So really, he can also be with her for Yibum, right? So ha'oseh ma'amar b'yivimto v'yesh lo ach, afilu hu kohen v'hi kohenet pesala min ha'tumah. Even if the Yavam is a kohen, and she is a daughter of Kohanim, she becomes disqualified to eat tumah by the kiddushe ma'amar until he actually marries her, until he's with her totally. So now, what's the reason for this? Leman. According to whose shita is this? If this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah that says that a woman who is engaged by Kiddushin, that is for bi'ah psula, that is reserved for bi'ah that is sinful, she becomes disqualified from Tumah. When does Rabbi Meir say that Mishtameret lebi'ah psula, she cannot eat truma from the time of Kiddushin? That's only if the bi'ah will be pasul mideoraita. But over here, if the other brother will be with her, that will be only asumi derabanan. Miderabanan, the one who did ma'amar is the one who now has to do bi'at yibum with her. But mideoraita, still the other brother is able to do yibum with her. So she is Mishtameret lebi'ah psula, but a bi'ah psula which is miderabanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mishtameret lebi'ah psula makes her disqualified from Truma only when that bi'ah psula, that eventual bi'ah, is pasul mideoraita. But if it's only asumi derabanan, who said that he also holds she becomes disqualified from Truma? Ve'ela le'Rabbi Elazar ve'Rabbi Shimon? Is he going according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? No. Hashta mishtameret lebi'ah psula deoraita achla. They hold that even when she's mekudeshet to someone who is not allowed to be with her mideoraita, she's a mishtameret lebi'ah psula mideoraita. She awaits a bi'ah that's asumi deoraita. Yet they said achla. Yet they said that from kiddushin she could still can eat, continue eating truma derabanan mibaya. Here in this case, which is only miderabanan that she's asur to be with the other brother, why would she be disqualified from eating truma? Ela ki ata Ravin. Rather, when Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, he explained the statement from Rabbi Yochanan the following way: Asaba ma'amar bivimto. If the Yavam gave ma'amar kiddushei ma'amar to the Yavama, divrei hakol achla. Everyone holds she can still eat truma because she's only mishtameret lebi'ah psula, which is midrabanan. Yesh lo ach halal. However, if let's say the Yavam has a brother who is a halal means someone who is pasul to be a kohen, divrei hakol ena ochelet. According to everyone, she cannot eat truma from the moment of ma'amar. Why? Because now she is mishtameret lebi'ah psula mideoraita, because to be with a halal, that is mideoraita in isur. And in this case, even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, she would also not be allowed to eat truma because the halal is not able to entitle her to eating truma in any other case. Lo nechlaku ela shenatan la get. The machloket would be in a case where the yavam, who's a kohen, if he gave a get to the yavama. So now, mideoraita, he can still be with her. Midrabanan, she becomes pasul. This get is only chal midrabanan, as we know. So Rabbi Yochanan amar ochelet, Resh Lakish amar ena ochelet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she can still eat truma. According to Resh Lakish, she cannot eat truma. And the Gemara explains the machloket. Rabbi Yochanan omer ochelet, Rabbi Yochanan says she can eat truma. Afilu l'Rabbi Meir de'amar ena ochelet. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that a woman who is mishtameret lebi'ah psula cannot eat truma, hani mili mishtameret lebi'ah psula deoraita. That's only if she is awaiting a bi'ah psula that is asumi deoraita. Aval derabanan achla. But in this case, which is only a bi'ah psula derabanan, right? In this case where he gave a get, it's only that he's not allowed to be with her now midrabanan. Midoraita is still allowed. So mishtameret lebi'ah psula, that's only midrabanan. Rabbi Meir would agree that she can eat teruma. She's not disqualified. Veresh Lakish amar ena ochelet. Resh Lakish says, no, she's disqualified from eating teruma. Afilu l'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon de'amri ochelet. Because even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say that a mishtameret lebi'ah psula can eat teruma, hani mili de'yesh lo le'ha'achil v'makom acher. That's only to someone who is able to entitle someone else in eating teruma. Aval hacha, but over here in the case where he gave her a get, kevan de'en lo le'achil b'makom acher, even in a different case, he would not be able to make her entitled to eat truma through divorce. Even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree, lo, that she cannot eat truma. Is there ever a case where by the Kohen giving a get to his wife, he entitles her to eat truma? No. So therefore, that's called a case of en lo le'achil b'makom acher. So in this case where he gave a get, even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, she would be disqualified from eating teruma. Now the Gemara continues further on the opinion of Resh Lakish. Maybe you'll say that in this case also, even by the case of giving her a get, there is a case where he can entitle her to partake from truma bechozeret, in the case where she returns to her father's house. Meaning in a case where a Kohen gives a get to his wife and she returns back to her father's house, who was a Kohen, she can still continue to eat a truma. The Gemara says that's not an example. Because chozeret paskamine, by the case of the woman who returns back to her father's house, she's now disconnected from her husband. Ukrova lebeinasha, and she's close now to her father's house. That's why she's allowed to eat truma. It's on her father's account that she's able to eat truma, not because of the husband. But in this case, avalha agidabe. But over here, this case where the Yavam gave her a get, this Yavama that received the get from the Yavam, ha'agidabe, she's still bound to the Yavam until he does chalitza. And therefore, she is disqualified from eating terumah.